You are welcome to the 5 Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, one of the things that concerns me, that bothers my heart about the body of Christ, is that we have a tendency to focus on something that the scripture did not give us as a focus. And then we neglect something that scripture has given to us as focus. So look at this scripture. It says you should put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It didn't tell you to go and learn where demons came from. But today, I see that Christians are more concerned about where demons came from. So everybody is propagating all kinds of theory. They are spirits that are disembodied. That's why they are looking for your body. They are not part of the angels that fell. They are part of this. And everybody is just, you know, and people will be asking questions that are not necessary. Why do you want to bother yourself where principalities and powers came from? Why do you want to bother yourself about where the rulers of the darkness of this world comes from? Why are you bothered about where demons comes from? He says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Full stop. That's all you need. It's not my business where any demon comes from. Whatever their nature is, whatever their creation is, that's not my problem. As long as I put on the whole armor of God, I know I've got no problem with them. But Christians are not concerned with putting on the whole armor of God, but they are concerned with where demons came from. You know, so that is satanic deception. That is diversion. That is distraction. Satan is distracting a lot of people from the truth, from what you need to know. As a classic example I do give, people will ask, where did Cain get his own wife? Where did he get his own wife? And I'm like, how does that answer contribute to you becoming like Christ? The Bible says, for those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. It says, beholding his glory as in a mirror, we are being changed into the same likeness from glory to glory. He said, until we come to the fullness and the full stature of the Son of God. The question is, how does knowing where Cain's wife comes from, how does that have to do with anything about you becoming like Jesus? Why don't you focus on what the scripture wants you to focus on? The secret things belong to God. The things that are revealed are for us and our children. Put on the whole armor of God. That's all that matters. He didn't say you should go and be learning that about the operations of witches. And some of you think those people who are teaching all of those nonsense, you think they are great men of God. They will be telling you in their coven at midnight, this is what they are doing. And then you are sleeping. And when they fly, they have a technology. You know, what is my business with all of that? Put on the whole armor of God is my business. I don't have business. There's nothing that bothers me about what kind of, whether it's the white demon, a black demon, or where does the devil comes from. Everything that is not expressly revealed in the scriptures. What is most important is put on the whole armor of God. Why are you bothered? Why are you interested in all of those things? Why are you interested in something the scripture did not ask you to be interested in? But you are not interested in the things you should be interested in. If you are able to stand against the wiles of the devil, what problem then do you have with the devil? Nothing anymore. Nothing. You are not at their mercy. Because all you need to do is to put on the armor of God, and then you are fine. Your life is good. But rather than do that, you are concerned yourself about learning about the deep things of Satan. You will now be bringing former occult persons who are baby in Christ and be bringing them to come and be teaching the church about spiritual things. You don't even understand that those people don't know anything. How can you be in darkness and see and know something? Just the fact that somebody is in an occult and you see all of them, they will say they became number two to the devil. That's how to know that they were all deceived. They don't know anything. It is only in Christ Jesus they can begin to see the light. Put on the whole armor of God. That's your business. That's all that should concern you. So you should be asking, what are these armor of God? You don't need a pastor telling you stories of witches, stories of some wicked people somewhere. You know, everybody who is doing that, I'm telling you, they are not preaching Jesus Christ. They are actually preaching an antichrist message. That's not the message of Jesus. Jesus is all I want to know.
I don't care about how witches fly, whether they fly on brooms, on stick. I don't care. All I care about is Jesus. All I want to know is Jesus. Put on the whole armor of God. Express instruction to you. You will neglect that. Check your life. The armor of God, are they in your life? You will neglect that, and then you will be paying attention to somebody pursuing you in dreams and be looking for useless interpretation everywhere. When all you need to do is to just focus on putting on the armor of God. Why? Is it that you don't believe the word of God? Is it that you believe devil more than you believe the Holy Spirit? Put on the armor of God. It says you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. If you are not standing against the wiles of the devil, it means you are not carrying out this instruction. I pray the Lord will give you understanding. And I sincerely pray that every one of you will henceforth put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, not against the power, but against the wiles of the devil, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org, and our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.